This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With the sun now set, Xcel's power outage map shows more than 100,000 customers affected in Colorado at the moment. That's due in part to a planned safety outage because of fire danger across the Front Range. Much of the Front Range experienced high winds, including gusts as high as 85 miles per hour, and that led to some downed power lines. Xcel shut off power to 50,000 people this morning in order to avoid wildfire risk. Other customers were affected outside the planned outage zone as well. Power was supposed to start to return at 6 p.m. However, Xcel has told CPR News they must double-check more than 600 miles of power lines before restoring electricity. The company did not give a timeline for how long that might take. Judy Payne went to the Jefferson County Library in Golden after her apartment went dark this morning.
I try and get power, read the newspaper. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. I've got my phone and my iPad, but I don't want to run them down too much. I've got backup, so I just couldn't stand to be locked up in that apartment.
Xcel has set up emergency centers with the Red Cross where people can charge their phones and hang out. They are open till 8 tonight at Evergreen Library and in Lakewood at the Belmar Library. Meanwhile, law enforcement is advising people to be careful on the roads tonight, treating intersections with traffic signals out as four-way stops, and to watch for debris that may be hard to see on the roadway. Stay with us. CPR.org has much more information on tonight's power outage. You can find more at CPR.org. It's 6:06.